Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, we are so excited to have you joining us here. I know you can hear the smile in my voice. Can't you hear that? I know you can hear the smile in my voice. Listen, we are here kicking off another phenomenal show today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited to have all those that are tuning in from all across the world wide web, those that are on the phone lines. Hey there, we see you hanging out there. Those coming in from Twitter and from Facebook, from Charvette.com, iTunes, all that good stuff. We appreciate you for listening every week and checking us out here. So, listen, let me tell you about today's show. We are going to kick off the top of the hour with the Prosperity Diva. This young lady is savvy about money, and she's a financial expert. She's a speaker. She's a coach. She's an author. We're excited to be starting the top of the hour out with Laura Brown. Yes, I've been tweeting and all that good stuff, so we're going to hear from her, give you some tips, give you some suggestions. And listen, I follow her on Facebook, so I'm telling you, she drops knowledge all of the time. And then we're going to move into our second segment, which is an artist spotlight. Oh, we are excited to be chatting it up with Miles Draper Milling. Yes, and that's Miles Milling and New Movement. They are 2013 Rhythm of Gospel Award winners. They have an upcoming single, I Am a Survivor. I'm a Survivor. And guess what? You're going to get to get a peek of that. Yes, you are. So you want to keep it locked right here. Again, in our artist spotlight, we're going to be chatting it up with Miles Draper Milling. And then in our third segment, we're excited to chat it up with a dynamic motivational speaker. She's a pastor as well, and we're excited to be talking to Pastor Valerie Weeks Milliman, and she is going to talk to us about really recognizing the gifts that are in your children. She has three successful children, two sons actually in, yes, Major League Baseball. They are Major League Baseball players, two sons. Now, what are the odds of that? So she's going to talk to us about really how do you recognize the gifts that are in your children and help to cultivate that. So you don't want to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, you want to get on the line. You want to get on the internet and say, hey, check out this link. Listen in to this show right now. So we're going to go ahead and move right on in again to our first segment. Laura Brown is hanging out in the virtual green room. So hopefully she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's been hanging out in there. She's coming to the mic right now. Laura, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to give the listeners a lot of useful information today.
Yes, and we are excited to have you share. Let me tell you, sometimes I tell you, I look at your Facebook posts and I almost say, oh, Lord, am I doing it right? Am I crossing all my T's and dotting all my I's? Because you really give really good information, especially around tax time for those that are small business and things of that nature. You were really dropping a lot of knowledge. So I'd love for you to share first about your company. So you're the founder of J. Stevens & Associates and also Laura Brown Enterprises, LLC. So tell us about both of those companies.
Okay. J. Stevens & Associates is our consulting firm, and it started in 2009 full-time BAMP. And there we provide all the different types of services for such as bookkeeping, accounting. We're full service for businesses. And we not only this year, the reason we changed the structure of how we're doing things, because we really want to have a partnership and have a collaboration with our clients. So it just goes beyond accounting. One of the things that we think about is thinking outside of the box, how to take your company to the next dimension. For those that are looking to be in different industries. So I felt like there was some tools and things that I had not been using to help companies develop as much as I possibly could. And so that's what we're doing on that end. LBE was started, which is Laura Brown Enterprises, and we do the speaking and training out of there. I found that there was a need in 2012 for women, especially entrepreneurs. They had no idea as to financial education, any type of education that had to do with their businesses. They didn't know how to read the profit and loss. They didn't understand the balance sheet. And so I felt that there was a strong need for those things, especially when we were seeking loans or just seeking to take our company to somewhere new. You need to be able to know what's going on in the inside. So that's how that founded. And from there, we have consistently grown with new products, and that is where the book is housed out of, Prosperity Diva's Financial Guide, that teaches women and families how to budget and, you know, just how to live life successfully. It doesn't mean that we're living to be rich or we're being on a budget and we have so many constraints that we can't do anything. It just says, yes, I'm planning for today and I'm planning for my future.
All right, and we need planning, we need planning, we need planning. And so Prosperity Diva, that's a catchy title, that's a catchy tag. How did you come up with that, or did someone assign that to you?
Yes, they did. They actually did. I was on a radio station, and the lady, she just kept saying, because it was called Prosperity is what was in the title, and she said, you are a diva all in its own. So she just started naming me Prosperity Diva, so we took that on.
Oh, wow. And so that is a part, certainly your financial literacy book. What are a couple of tips that people would get and gain if they picked up a copy of that?
The first thing they would gain is to learn how to do a budget. They would learn what entails on a budget, what entails in a financial plan, and mostly those things, to break it down a little bit more, means what are you bringing home and what is going outside of your home. So it'll let you be more aware of where your money is being spent, because there's so many times that people don't realize that over 80% of their income is probably going out to eat.
80%?
Yes. People think that I'm joking, but I have statistical data that will show, as we do classes, there's a lot of women, especially in their career-driven fields, and I used to be one of them. You'll eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. And so if you think about, you know, all the things that you're consuming throughout the day and how much it's actually costing, then that's where you'll just be so flabbergasted on seeing the statistics. Because if you are doing Starbucks in the morning and that's 5 days a week at $6, I mean, that's $30 right there. Then you go to lunch and you're anywhere from $10 to $12. That's $50 to $60 right there. So that's $120. So if you think about it, look at what, and then you're eating dinner. And then let's say when you're eating dinner because you're too tired and you have a family of four. So let's think about that. Oh, my goodness, people just don't realize how much. And so that's how some people that I can see when we're doing and we're looking at the financial budget and seeing all the things that are coming out, 80% of their money is going out to eat.
My goodness, y'all, we got to stop going out to eat. This is crazy, and I am putting myself on blast, too, because I do that a lot. So listen, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Laura Brown, financial expert, author, oh, my goodness, speaker, coach, Prosperity Diva. I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked right here. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. So they can get a hold of that. How can they get a hold of that particular book?
They can get a hold of it on my website at www.laura, L-O-R-R-A, Brown, B-R-O-W-N.com. And the book is out there. I'm sorry, .net. The book is out there, and so they can request a copy of the book, and we'd be glad to send it.
All right. There you go. There you have it right there. So let's talk about small businesses, because I know that you service and can provide consultation to all ranges. But I'll start with the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the solopreneur, and that could be an author, that could be an artist, you know, that could be somebody that's doing like a life coaching on the side. What are some of the common mistakes that you see from a financial standpoint for those maybe just starting out or in the kind of that small business framework?
I will tell you the first thing that they do is not segregation of funds. They will use their personal bank, it's commingling of money. They will use their personal bank account and they will use their business bank account all in one, or else they'll shift back and forth, pay for some things out of the business, which is their personal, and vice versa. Those are the number one things that I always tell my small business owners, that's a no-no, let's not do that, because you open yourself up for the IRS. Should you have an audit, then they can sequester your personal assets and bank accounts as well.
So make sure you have separate bank accounts for your personal and for your business.
Yes.
Great. Any other things you see that are maybe common mistakes for small business owners?
Yes. The other next thing that I see, they also, if you're selling a product or even a service, I noticed they don't know how to do the cost. What is the cost that is associated to this service or to this item? There's times where they will have the costing. Let's talk about items, selling jewelry.
Okay.
I think that is always underpriced, and they don't take into effect of all the different taxes. One of the things is the sales tax that you should be remitting because you are selling items. Then I'll see that they'll go to other states, and what the new craze is, the pop-up jewelry.
Pop-up shop.
Yes. Well, whether you know it or not, you still should have permission from that state to do business. And when I say permission, that means if you are in the state of North Carolina, North Carolina has what is called a peddler's license. So if I'm going to be there for 2 days selling anything, a book, a CD, jewelry, anything that I'm going to sell, I need to have the peddler's license because you need to remit into that state and that county whatever their taxes are going to be based upon the amount of income, which is your gross, not your net, that you brought in from those activities.
Wow. So is it difficult or expensive to get a peddler's license, let's say, if you're going to another state?
It's not. And each state calls them something different. So it's not. You just have to contact the Secretary of State, and they will have you to fill out some information about your business, what you're doing. And one of the things that I tell people is to be extremely careful, because sometimes what you deem as one thing, the state has a totally different definition. So it's just like a lawyer. You need to be able to identify what it is that you are doing. What are you selling? Because
okay.
You can say, oh, I'm just doing this, and the state has a whole totally different idea of what you're actually doing.
Wow. So you can see, listeners, you need good sound advice from financial experts like Laura Brown. While they're listening, how can someone contact you if they want really, you know, to sit down and have some expertise from your company?
They can always go out to my company's website, which is jstevensfs.com. And they can contact us through there. They can contact me on Laura Brown at Facebook, and they can also contact me at Laura Brown on Twitter.
All right, great contact points. And I have tagged her on Facebook and tweeted, so that's an easy connection point. And I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And I hope we're connected on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Of course, you can be a friend or you can follow. And all of my posts about the show are public, so you don't have to worry about that piece. So I don't want to leave out that you also do speaking and coaching. Are there certain topics that you're usually asked to speak about?
I do. Lately, I have been asked to speak about finances and entwine the empowerment. So I have a lot of topics that we talk about, what are the first things for business owners, such as my signature, getting your financial house in order. It tells a business owner everything that they need to do from startup to the middle stages. So, you know, we service those that are doing government contracting because they have to have approved accounting systems. So we talk about those things. And then I talk about empowering women, you know, being able to do what it is that God has called you to do and just living out your purpose and your passion in life.
Wonderful, wonderful. And there are so many people, I think, these days that are really pursuing their dreams, really pursuing, you know, ideas and saying, I'm going to get into business. I have a dream. I have an idea, and I'm going to pursue it. And so it's great that there are experts like you out there to say, let me help you, show you how to have things lined up and in order and so that you don't have to get messed up down the road. So for those that are listening, just they're saying, you know what, I don't have a business, I don't have a book, I don't have anything. Any just common general tax tips you would give? We finished up the tax, you know, we got through April, and now, you know, people kind of taxes is kind of like on the back of their back burner, back of their mind. But a couple of maybe tips you would just give to the average person around taxes that they should be thinking about really all year long?
Yes. Number one, they should be, even though this year is already been filed for the last year, they should be somewhere doing some type of tax planning. And the reason why is if you paid in to the IRS, you need to see what type of plan you can adapt so that you can pay less taxes. And those of you that are getting money back, you still want a plan. One of the things I always tell people is you're allowing them to borrow your money and not receiving any interest.
Very true, and that's not good. We want to get some interest back. We want to get something back for the use of our money, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. So planning is always going to be number one. Each year as the tax tables change, I also advise people, you want to make sure, do you have the correct withholdings on your paycheck? If not, go to your employer, ask them for the proper form to change your withholding status. Lots of times people will say, okay, I have five kids, so what I'm going to do is just put five. Well, that may not necessarily be the good and correct thing for you. You have to take in so many things that are considered. Are you married?
Mm.
Are you filing together? Are you filing separate returns? So you just got to look at so many things because you may need to have a higher tax withholding. And then there's some that may need to have a higher tax withholding and take out additional taxes.
To make sure that they have coverage. Okay, great.
Yes.
So is it better to owe a little bit versus getting a whole lot back? Is that better, or is it really individual and you can't really answer that unless you look at each person's individual financial and tax situation?
Yes, that's true. We have to look at each individual, what is taking place in your life, what has happened new, because when you get married, there's new things that apply. So it just depends on the individual person and their family and what type of job and career you're in, because a lot of things people don't understand that salesmen, people who are selling and those type of things, they have different things that they are deducting on their taxes. So it just depends. There's a lot of information that comes into consideration on these type of issues.
All right. Well, fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, a wealth of knowledge, and certainly we can hear why they call you the Prosperity Diva, financial expert, speaker, coach, oh, my goodness, author, radio, TV personality, and all of that. Again, as we wrap up, for people that want to connect with you, you know, hire you, all that good stuff, how can they contact you?
They can contact me at www.laurabrown.net. Laura Brown on Facebook, Laura Brown on Twitter. And we are also always glad to give consultations.
Wonderful. Thank you for that offer. I think that's awesome. All right, listeners, there you have it. We tried to help you out today. The goal of our show is to motivate, excite, and influence. So hopefully we influence some of your money management situation. So I heard loud and clear, 80% of our income is going to eating out, so we got to stop eating out. All right, Laura, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? We're going to our next segment after this very, very quick commercial break. We are excited to have Miles Draper Milling joining us. Miles Milling and New Movement, upcoming single release, I'm a Survivor. We're going to let you hear it. Yes, yes, yes. We're excited to have them. 2013 Rhythm of Gospel Award winners. Oh, my goodness, you're just going to hear all about it. So listen, quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still...
And what's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Camden Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest, July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back into the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. This is your girl, Charvette. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Listen, we're moving into our artist spotlight. We are excited to have hanging out with us. I'm bringing him to the mic. He's been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully he has enjoyed some virtual snacks while he's been hanging out in there. Miles Draper Milling, Miles Milling, and New Movement. Woohoo! I'm telling
how you
how does it. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on here today.
Oh, you are quite welcome. So listen, I mean, you all have this single, this upcoming single release, and I'm so excited we get to let our listeners have a sneak peek about it. But you all have worked with, yes, groups like Vashawn Mitchell, Twinkie Clark, oh my goodness, Monica Lisa Stevenson, Dedrick Haddon, Donna Long. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So just tell us, how has it been really working in ministry and really putting this particular single together?
It has been an amazing journey. We're looking forward to the journey that lies ahead. We've worked with numerous amounts of artists. And it's just been great, you know, being able to embrace these artists that are on the caliber that they're on and to get the feedback from them, the encouragement from them. And now we're being able to release another national single called I'm a Survivor. We are excited about this release that's coming forth. And it is just an amazing time right now for Miles Milling and New Movement.
All right. Wonderful. So tell us about the single. How did you select this song as the next single?
This single, so many people have asked that we release this single. It's been going for at least 6 or 7 years now. We've been singing this song for a while, and it's finally that time to release it. And we released a single 2 years ago called Try Jesus, and I really felt like now was the time to go ahead and release Survivor, considering all of the things that I've overcome and so many people around me that have over the things that they've overcome, and just people in general. You know, it's just time for the world to hear this song. People are in need of this encouragement.
Wonderful. And you know, people, when they hear the title like this, they think about Beyonce. And have you heard it? Have you had anyone say anything about that? They think about making the association.
They throw their little things out there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I even you know, play around with the I'm a Survivor little chant that Beyonce, you know, they had out some years ago. But this song really speaks to the heart, and it really ministers to anybody. Anybody that's been through anything and overcome anything in your life, you can definitely relate to the lyrics and the message of this particular song.
Great. So tell us about your group. Who's in the group? What's the kind of the, how many sopranos, alto, tenors, all that good stuff?
Well, I have about 15 to roughly between 15 and 18 members. Sometimes, you know, Some are there, some aren't, but, you know, roughly between 15 and 18 members. And the group is primarily family, you know. I started this group back in 1998 under the name of Miles B. Mealing and the Young and Saved Corral, Y&S Corral. And in 2010, we changed the name to Miles B. Mealing and New Movement. So we've been together for... last year we celebrated 15 years in ministry together.
Oh, wow.
And, we're just excited. It's been a journey. But, you know, primarily family members. There's a few outside friends that I have on this group that are singers, primarily from the Beach Island, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia area. But there's some singers from North Carolina, Alabama. So we have a few singers outside of the area, too.
Okay, and so definitely this week a lot of press going on. Are you like in a whirlwind? Like this is like amazing. I know you're doing
it.
It
has been crazy, crazy. My PR team, you know, Ingenious PR, they are doing a fabulous job. I love them.
Yes.
My manager, Mr. Stuart Brooks, he's doing a great job. And the members that of New Movement themselves are pushing it, you know, and so it's great to have a team working together to get the word out, and people are sending, you know, survivor video clips all over social media, just letting the world know what they've survived. It is absolutely overwhelming. I'm excited.
You know what? I saw that on your Twitter. So tell them about it. It's like a 15-second video. So tell people if they want to do it, how they could be a part of that.
Yeah. With our social media information, you can tag myself on Facebook, which is Miles Draper Mealing. You can tag New Movement's fan page, which is Miles D. Mealing and New Movement. Also on Twitter, you can tag at Miles Draper and Miles _ New Move. Just a 15-minute clip just stating hello, whoever you are. You know, if you want to put your age on there, you can. Just say something that you survived. And at the end of it, make sure you say, I'm a survivor. And hashtag it with I'm a Survivor. Post it, and we'll make sure that we get it out there to all the social media.
There you go. Hashtag I'm a Survivor. And you can check that hashtag on Twitter and see what other people have done, and on Instagram to follow this release, this upcoming release. So let's talk about your writers and your producers. You want to shout them out?
Okay. Of course, absolutely. With this particular song, one of my close friends, his name's Ira Noyes. He's he's originally from Connecticut, but he's residing in Charlotte right now. He's the producer for this record. My boy, Ramon Gaskin out of Augusta, Georgia, he's the co-producer of the record. Of course, I wrote the song, New Movement singing. My brother, his name's Terrell. He's definitely doing the lead part on this particular song, and he's blazing for Jesus. So it's going to be a dope record. I want everybody that can to make sure you follow us so we can let you know when it's available on iTunes. You definitely want to get this track. It's going to bless your whole life.
Oh, it's going to bless your whole entire life.
Your whole entire life.
Your whole entire life. So writing, does writing come very easily, very naturally, or are you inspired in certain ways to write?
I'm a writer at heart.
Okay.
Writing is what I do. I can sing a little bit, you know. They try to push me up to sing a lot. I used to sing back in the day a lot, but I'm a worshiper. I'm a praise and worship leader as well, but I'm definitely a writer. I can write. Anything can inspire me to write. I can look at a fly flying on the wall and here we go. You do a song.
Here we go. And if the fly got out the house and didn't get swatted, hey, I'm a survivor. There we go. There you go. We tied on it. You survived. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're hanging out in our artist spotlight today, Miles Melling. I'm telling you what, a new movement. We're going to let you hear I'm a Survivor in just a few minutes. Definitely connect on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Again, give them all of your connection points so that they can follow you and tag you and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Again, on Twitter, it's at Miles Draper, MilesDraper. For my group's page on Twitter, it's at Miles _ New Move, NUMOVE. We're on Facebook, Miles D. Meeling. And our group fan page is Miles D. Meeling and New Movement on Instagram. You can follow me at Miles Draper, and you can follow my group on Instagram at New Movement.
All right, fabulous. Do you all have any upcoming events anywhere that our listeners could actually see you live and live in color?
I do know that we will be in Macon, Georgia.
All right.
June the 27th, if I'm correct. I think it's June 27th. We'll be in Macon, Georgia. We'll be in Birmingham the last weekend in July for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Where we are actually going to be participating in the events during the Rhythm of Gospel Awards weekend with that. So we'll be making several appearances in Birmingham the last weekend in July. And let me make that correction. That Macon, Georgia event is actually on June the 14th.
Okay. There you go, friends in Georgia. And I was born in Milledgeville, Georgia, which you may have never heard of. But big shout out to Georgia there, my home state. I know my mom's listening. Hey, mommy. Hey there.
Hey,
all my family, my father's side, everybody's in Georgia. All right. So awesome. So any advice you would give to an ensemble, a group that's saying, man, I want to record, I want to put out a single. Any like tips you would give them to just forewarn them or just help them to go in the right direction?
I want to the main thing I would like to say, I don't have enough time to say
we'll bring you back for that.
Okay. The main thing I say is we've been doing this for 15 years and we're just starting to get the exposure that I really dreamed of, but it's been a process. And you have to stay faithful to what God has called you to do. If you don't stay faithful to it, you'll continue to, you'll be in and out of focus. And so my main thing is to make sure that you know what your purpose is, know what you've been called to do, stick to it. Don't give up. If you don't give up and if you weather the storm, you'll survive.
Yeah.
You'll be able to walk in full purpose.
All right. You got to weather the storm. You got to weather the storm. And not just like be stressed about just getting gigs, but get somewhere and serve, right?
Serve. You got to serve. Prove that you can serve first. God will exalt you if you can humble yourself enough to serve.
All right. As opposed to just wanting all the to sit on the front row and have the juice brought to you or the tower.
Oh, man. I'm so over that. All of that. I want the oil of God to flow. If God's not moving, if your heart's not being penetrated, if you're not being ministered to, what's the point?
What's the purpose?
Exactly.
Because we can be entertained anywhere. We could be entertained
anywhere.
Any number of places. Wow.
Exactly.
All right. I love it. Well, I have enjoyed chatting with you. I think this is a good opportunity, a good spot to let people hear I'm a Survivor. Follow Miles, follow the group so you will know everything that's going on, the single, the project, everything, where they're going to be. That is the best thing. Again, I have tweeted. I have tagged on Facebook, Instagram.
I've been retweeting you too.
Yes, thank you. You've been on it. So no excuses, listeners, no excuses. You have a great, easy way to connect. My last question for you before we go to the single, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is simply looking back over my life and seeing what I've overcome and knowing that God, only God, the strength of God, got me through what I've been through as a young black male trying to come up. You know, I've had so many struggles and issues, but I've overcome them by the grace of God. And
yeah.
I'm focused. So if you stay focused, man, that's my whole thing right now, staying focused. I lost focus before, but if you stay focused and keep working hard and don't give up, you'll be able to walk into what you've dreamed of. And I'm beginning to walk into some of the things that I've dreamed of for years because I've stayed focused. So I want everybody to just remain focused out there. Pursue your dreams, pursue your purpose, and don't you give up. We are survivors.
All right, there you have it. Good word, good word.
Yes,
all right, thank you so much. Here we go, here we go.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
This song was written to encourage anyone that has overcome anything in your life, that you are a survivor and you are created to survive. Come on, New Movement. Let's sing The Last Trial. I'm a survivor. Yeah, that's it. I'm a survivor. I made it through the storm. It got real bad, but I made it through the storm and the rain. Come on, sing it. I am a survivor. I was created to survive, yes. I made it through the hurt and the pain. Thank you, Lord. Now, wherever you may be listening to this record right now, I want you to just begin to celebrate your survival and put your fist in the air and come on and make the declaration right now. Yeah, I am a survivor. I beat the odds. I made it through the storm. I made it through the storm and the rain. Listen, many doubted that I would survive it, and they doubted that you would survive it, but you're still here. Yes, Lord. Made it through the hurt and pain. Yeah, I made it. Come in, Terrell. Come on, New Movement. Testify.
Say, I'm a survivor.
Heart.
And you make it through the hurt of pain.
Survivor after that. I'm a Survivor again. OMG. You want to be on the lookout for that so you can grab it as soon as it is available. Again, a delight to chat it up with Miles Draper-Melling. And you want to be on the lookout again. Twitter, Facebook, all that. I've made all the great connection points for you so you can stay up to date there. All right, listen, we're moving into our third segment. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with Pastor Valeria McMillan. She's going to talk to us about really how to recognize the gifts in your children. She has three successful children, two sons who are actually in Major League Baseball. So you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. So excited to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So, listen, we're moving into our third spotlight. We're excited to have Pastor Valeria McMillan. She is a pastor. She's a motivational speaker, empowerment, and we're going to be chatting it up here. We're excited for all those that are listening in. Hey there on the phone lines. We see you, those coming in from Twitter, from Facebook. Hello from our mobile app. We're glad to have you as well, and on iTunes and Charvette.com. All right, so let's move right on in. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Hello, Pastor Valeria. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be in tune with you all on today. I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, you are quite welcome. We are honored to have you. Honored to have you. So I would love for you to just share. Certainly we want to talk about you have three successful children, and really helping parents recognize gifts in their children and how to cultivate that and all of that. And so when your children were growing up, how did you notice that there was going to be something special, you know, about them, something that you really wanted to help cultivate in them?
Yes, it is. I tell you that when the kids was growing up, and this is what leading me to be able to give back to other parents information on how to recognize the gifts and dreams through their children. And in order to recognize that, you pretty much have to start at an early age, at least around 4 and 5 years old, when we begin to recognize our children. But I have been blessed with three successful children, first of all, because of the time that I put into my children. I realized that you have to put time into your children.
Yeah.
And, yes, that means a whole lot, and we realize you can't do it by yourself, but with the help of God, you can do it. You can do it. And what's so important is that we, keep them rounded, well-rounded.
Yeah.
You know, church is very important, but also we have to do other things with our children. You know, we have to have fun with them and I take them to, you know, movies or skating or bowling at the parks, vacationing. All of these things help round your kids to where they're just not in a one setting, but now they understand, you know, morals and values that make them who they are.
And this is so awesome because you are saying this from a pastor's – you are a pastor. You're saying this from a pastor's point of view. So, you know, for those that are out there like, well, I'm just – my kids got it. I'm going to keep them in church 24/7. Your guidance is, no, that's not exactly the right thing to do.
Exactly, because the church aspect is giving them that fear of God and that spiritual nurturing, but there's more to it than that, because God has empowered us as being our parents to show them more than just in the church, but we also have to help them to recognize what's good for them outside of the church and what's not good for them. So quality time and fun times with your children means a lot.
Means a lot. And would you say that a two-parent home and a single-parent home both could achieve this?
Both can achieve it. Well, as I go on my tour, I'm definitely speaking very loud and clear to single parents and letting them know this is not an excuse anymore. This is not acceptable. We're no longer accepting the fact that you're a single parent. You're too tired, or you don't have the time. But this is no longer an excuse, because if you have the child, then you must make the time. And I have seen many, and I am a living example, that even through the years of becoming a single parent, it can happen. You can make things happen for your children.
All right. That's a tweetable. Y'all need to tweet that. You can make things happen for your children. You can make it happen. So tell us about the tour that you're on. Tell us about all about it.
Okay. I'm so excited about the tour with what I'm doing and going around and speaking not only into churches but into neighborhoods and going into homes, as well as a motivational speaker with doors that are being opened for me to be able to speak into other lives of the parents as well as the children to recognize the gifts, dreams, and visions through your children. So what am I saying? What am I saying is all of us dream early.
Yeah.
We have early dreams and possibilities and hopes and beliefs and what we want to be or what we're going to be. All of us have it at a very early age. You know, you can ask a child now and one may say, well, I'm going to be a doctor. Or you may ask another child and they may say, well, I want to be a fireman. You may ask another and they say, well, I want to be an attorney. And deep down inside, these children really believe this is what they're going to be. And they hold on to that. They hold on to that. But somewhere in the course of their life at an early age, those dreams are shattered. And we want to stop it. We don't want their dreams shattered anymore. So in order to stop dreams from being shattered, that means we have to constantly take up the time and pour into our children by listening, by paying attention, and also involvement with our kids.
All right. Great sound advice there from Pastor Valeria McMillan. You definitely want to keep it locked right here to get more of that. And so you have two sons that are Major League Baseball players and a daughter that's successful PR and communications specialist. So let's talk about the sons first. Certainly having two that made it to Major League Baseball, it's got to be some type of Guinness Book of World Record or something. But what was that experience like? Did they like sports very early on? How did you help to cultivate that?
Yes, they did. They developed it very early in life. And not only did they, it's something that we just liked, they really enjoyed baseball. Their father was a baseball player, but it was something that they enjoyed doing. And usually you can tell if children are still interested or not. Somewhere in the course of life, they can lose that thrill or that feel of what they thought that they were interested in. And my sons, that's something that they've always enjoyed doing. It was an enjoyment for them.
So that's a note that someone that a parent really can hone in on. So if they're trying to recognize where the gifts are, number one, look at what they really enjoy over a certain period of time.
Yes, ma'am. You will know this over a period of time. First of all, I want to say this. I said a way of doing this of finding out their dreams or whatever there is that they believe in. If they believe in it, that means you believe in it. Whatever that child believes in that they can do or that they're going to be, you believe the same way they believe. Just like if you can learn to hate, you can learn to love.
That's right.
Whatever that child believes, it's up to us parents to support that because we all want the best for our children, and we all want our kids to do better than what we did. And in the way of doing that, children got to know that you got their back, that you're there for them, that you support them 100%. Whether they make it or not, you believe
right.
they can do it. And that's why I strongly believe that we can make things happen. We're going to make it happen. If you believe it can, I believe it can.
All right. And then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. And then you'll know if that's not for them. My daughter at 5, she wanted to be in the Brownies, you know. So that was something that I enjoyed, but it was she enjoyed at 5 years old. So I got involved with her. And but in a year, that was it. She was through with it. So that was one down. So then we went on to the
Instead of making them say, no, now I bought this brownie uniform, you're going to be a brownie until you can't fit this uniform no more.
There you go. That's it. So you can't force them. If they not at a young age. So then at 7 years old, we found out she was very talented in running track. She had speed. Even the coach at the elementary school was telling us about her talent. And so we said, maybe we got something here. And it was joy. So we pursued it, got a track coach. You know, you build on it. We sow into the church. Let's sow into our children.
Oh, wow. That's good.
All right. So let's sow into your kids. They are your seed. You give your seed offering, so your children are your seed offering as well. So in order to receive a harvest, let's sow into the kids. If you sow in them, they can't help but be blessed.
All right. That's good preaching right there. That's good right there, right there. And so then your daughter has gone on, again, as we said, to be a now successful PR and communication specialist. How about your sons? How did they really get the opportunity to transition into Major League Baseball?
Well, I tell you, when the gift is there, that's why I'm promoting this, talking about the gifts and the dreams and the vision. That's what I'm promoting this. Just in the United States alone, we have billions of people. And I have been blessed with 2 professional Major League Baseball players. Can you imagine billions of people, young men that want to be professional players?
Yes. My God.
Out of all of the baseball teams, you only have so many that's on the roster. So just think about it. That was a gift waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And so now I have one that plays for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
And I have one that have been drafted for the Baltimore Orioles.
All right. We need to give them a big round of applause. And you a big round of applause.
Thank you. And that comes from love. And I just want to reiterate to the parents, single mothers and fathers. We do have single fathers, too.
Yes, we do.
You cannot use the excuse that you're tired, because we all get tired sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you get tired or not, you still have to keep going, because you cannot give up on your children. And I just want the community and the world to know dreams do come true.
Yes.
Dreams come true. I'm a living witness that dreams do come true. And because of that, all three, now this is powerful right here, all three of my children went to college on full scholarship, not partial.
My God, full scholarships. Now that's
full
God.
And very, very few baseball clubs offer full scholarship. Now, basketball do, because they have more money.
Right.
Football offers full scholarships because most of the colleges have that finance. But baseball, very few offer full scholarships in baseball. But my sons have been blessed to have received full scholarships.
My God, I am telling you, are you planning to write a book or anything of that nature?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in the making of talking with the ghostwriter, and if anyone else out there that has these gifts or talents that they would like to, be able to email me or reach me by Twitter or Facebook, I'm very interested because I know what I have to deliver is for the world today.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And you are the voice of VO, the VOE. My pastor says voice of experience. So this is not something that you read in the book. This is you have lived, and you are now experiencing the blessings from it. Wow. And then you did all this and your pastoring. So your time, you've been able to manage your time very well. Tell us a little bit about your church.
Sure. We are God's House Ministries of Orlando Incorporation. We also not only reach out to the youth, because that's one of my passions, the youth. So we have a great youth department, and we also have teachings on single and marriage ministry, where we reach out, to the couples and also to the single parents as well. And we're making a difference within the community. And I just believe that a church is like a city that sits on a hill. And
you're
supposed to be able to give to whatever the people need when they come in. And so I'm excited because we are a growing church. But God has gifted us in many areas to be able to reach out to others. We have people who have been rehabilitated, have been drugs, and they are completely delivered and set free, and they can give back and help others. And one thing about it, when you've been there, what they say, game knows game.
That's right. Game recognizes game.
That's right. And if there are people that really want to change and serious, we have people who have been in that category, just like we have had single mothers who also held on to their children, and because they listen, and I've taught them how to pour into their children. I mean, many of them kids are going off to college and many successful. Now we have another great success that has been blessed through our church. They just had the NFL draft team, and
yes.
So we're excited because this is God's House Ministries of Orlando, Florida. I want to put that out there. Pastor Valeria McMillan, and we just had one that was drafted in, I think, 200-and-something number in the seventh round, Jeremy Gallen, and he got drafted with the Patriots. Yes, and we got, like, his grandmother is a member of our church. He has auntie a member. He has, like, three uncles. And I prayed and I spoke over his life at an early age, and we're excited. This is a product This is why I tell people, you know, I use my testimony because in 2003, I literally almost died. So
my God.
My testimonies and my struggles, because I've had struggles just like anybody else. But I
yes.
did not give up. And children need to see you not give up. And I want the world to hear this. They need to see their parents not give up. Regardless of what you go through, they need to understand if one door shut, another door will open.
Amen.
Amen. And because one door shut, that don't mean you have to commit suicide. That doesn't mean that you have to go jump off a bridge. That doesn't mean that you have to be a gang member to fit in. But you have to understand that patience is a virtue and time will heal. And you have to hold on and wait till your change comes. And your change will come.
All right, change will come. Very well said. And listen, we have something in common because a good close friend of the family, Morgan Moses, was in the draft as well, and he got picked up by the Redskins. So I am right there. Yes, our pastors prayed over him, his family, all of that. So we are right. I'm right there connected with you on that. So big shout out to all of the draft picks that God will guide them and so that they know how to use the money they're getting, and people won't latch on to them and all that kind of stuff, but that they'll have wisdom and guidance of what to do. And certainly the village, the families, the support system, the churches that are around these young men, you know, it's critical, it's powerful. So wow, well, we are out of time. I know certainly listeners can connect with your church on Facebook, and then I've also tweeted you as well. Would you like to give out any other contact information for you or your church?
Yes, I do. The church, which is you can reach us at the website, www.godshouseministry.org. God's House Ministry of Orlando.org. Also, you can reach me at TheWeeks29 on Twitter, Instagram at TheWeeks29, Facebook at TheWeeks, The Valeria McMillan. That's on Facebook. Valeria McMillan. And I know time is up, but I want to say I have an event coming off in Ocala. In the month of June, in Ocala, Florida, I'm making a tour where they're partnering with the City Hall in Ocala, Florida. The name of the church is the Pentecostal Full Gospel Center of Ocala, Florida, Pastor Lily Tuggerson and the youth pastor, Calvin. And they're bringing other churches together at the City Hall, and we're looking for powerful reuniting and to be able to empower our youth.
Amen. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We'll keep our eye on you on Twitter.
Thank you.
All right, you are welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to wrap it up for today's show. We started out the top of the hour talking to Laura Brown, the Prosperity Diva, financial expert. Listen, she's posted on Facebook. I just saw while we're on the show, she is offering a 30-minute empowerment consultation, a free 30-minute empowerment consultation on taking your business to the next dimension in honor of her being on the show tonight. So connect there. That'll be on my Facebook. And then, of course, you want to keep your eye out. You want to keep your eye out for Miles Draper Milling and new movement, new single, I'm a Survivor. It's going to be available on iTunes any day now. And then, of course, we wrapped up here with Pastor Valeria Weeks McMillan. You want to check her out. Definitely, I've tweeted and on Facebook, and stay up to date on her tour and all that good stuff. And remember what she said about really sowing into your children and expecting that harvest. All right, well, guess what? Until we meet again, peace and love. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.